Well, now we can move on to sparkle of a different kind, electricity. Lawrence Scott and Electro Motors was the cutting-edge high-tech company of its day. Derek James looked back at the extraordinary achievements of the company, and here's Tony to tell you about them.
Can you imagine a world without electricity? No lights, no power, no television, and, heaven forbid, nowhere to charge your computer or latest smartphone. This story starts in a grim and dim world of gas lamps, candles, and coal fires. The man who arrived to light up Norwich in 1883 was a brilliant gentleman by the name of William Harding Scott. We have plenty to thank him for. William and his colleague E.A. Paris worked for the Hammond Electric Light Company, later Ferranti, and came to Norwich to install his newfangled lighting system at Coleman's Carrow Works. But William was a genius. He wanted everything to be perfect, and he was not happy with the equipment he was working with. So he left, and the astute and popular 19th century industrial giant Jeremiah James Coleman helped him set up a small business in rented premises in nearby King Street. At the beginning, just four men were employed at the works. William was full of such revolutionary ideas, but he needed money to forge ahead, and along came Reginald Lawrence, a businessman who was looking for an investment. And he found one. Paris moved on, and as the business expanded, Lawrence Scott was up and running. With the funding they needed, more men were offered jobs. It was said they took boys from the rough and tumble streets and turned them into skilled craftsmen, giving them a future. And what a future! They bought land from Coleman's and built the grand Gothic works, where the machinery, motors and other equipment they produced were sought after and bought by customers across the world. During the First World War, the business expanded and men and women were working 24 hours, 7 days a week, producing high explosive shells. The Thorpe Road Works, known as the Switch Works, opened in the 1920s, and then a rival company, Electromotors of Manchester, ran into trouble, so they snapped them up. Enter Lawrence Scott and Electromotors, well known as LSE. This was now a company employing up to 3,000 people, known and respected across the world for high-class and cutting-edge machinery. Expansion continued between the wars. A large pavilion and playing field were provided for the workers, and a number of clubs were formed. The Luftwaffe tried to destroy the factory in the 1940s and failed. After the war, the business continued to expand, this time in Salhouse Road, Norwich, and then in Scotland. But times change. Coleman's has gone, but ATB Lawrence Scott continues at its Norwich headquarters in Hardy Road, and we wish them well, the true masters of making motors.
Thank you, Tony.